BBC News with Jerry Smith. Rescue workers in Pakistan say at least 125 people have died after an oil tanker caught fire. Many others are in a critical condition in hospital. The blaze started after the tanker overturned in Punjab province. Rescue officials in China have cautioned that it is unlikely anyone else will be found alive after a huge landslide in China's Sichuan province that destroyed a mountain village. A couple and their baby were found in the early hours after the landslide on Saturday. More than 100 people are thought to be dead. The Philippine military is observing a temporary ceasefire in its war against militants in Marawi in the south of the country. It's to allow the predominantly Muslim population displaced by the fighting to celebrate the end of Ramadan. China has called on Afghanistan and Pakistan to meet each other halfway to improve their troubled relationship. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said China would support both countries in setting up a mechanism to manage crises. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said a list of demands presented to Qatar by its Gulf neighbours is against international law because it interferes in the country's sovereignty. Qatar has described the demands as unreasonable. The spiritual head of the Anglican Church has called on the British Prime Minister to set up a cross-party commission as a way of, as he puts it, drawing much of the poison from the debate about how Britain leaves the European Union. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, said Brexit continued to divide the country. South Korea's president has proposed that North and South Korea form a joint Olympic team to take part in the 2018 Winter Games. Moon Jae-in said he hoped to return to periods when the two countries submitted joint teams at international sporting events or marched together at Olympics ceremonies. BBC News.